We told you a couple of days ago that the National Cattlemen's Beef Association met with USDA officials this week about the association's proposed new governance structure, which has been questioned by many, including the Secretary of Agriculture. NCBA President Steve Fogelsong said they had a very productive meeting.
It's clear that USDA wants to have a very clear picture of what the Federation's role is in NCBA's new structure. And we understand and expect that what the USDA's wanting. Secretary Avalos asked us that we provide a written summary of our conversations, and he committed that he would respond to us immediately and let us move along in our development of our process.
They told USDA officials about their two main goals to help make NCBA the efficient and effective national organization that producers deserve.
One, to fuel producer profitability by building and protecting beef demand. And two, to preserve the producer's freedom to operate without burdensome and expensive government intervention. I believe our proposed governance model helps us deliver on these goals by increasing producers' input into our programs and policies and by enabling quicker decision-making through a 29-member board rather than our current 274-member board.
But the secretary did have a list of questions about the proposed changes, which Fogelsong said they will answer.
What he asked us to do at the end of the meeting was to go through and address these questions that he raised and put them in writing so that they can sit there and have the opportunity to discuss them to make sure where we're at. And we told him we would do that. We'll be going to work on that immediately. We'll fire those questions, the answers to those questions back, and give him the opportunity then to have a look at it and then respond back to us. And they told us that they would do that as quickly as they possibly could. Then if there were other issues that needed to be dressed out, we could do that.
He said NCBA has tried to be as open about this through the entire process in order to give everyone the opportunity to have input. More information about this will be presented to producers across the country once the draft documents are complete. Randall Wiseman, Southeast AgNet.